Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then blue bump, and
the glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friend.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love. Hello, this is Mrs. Atom.
And this is Mr. Atom.
Welcome back to another By the By. And I will give you all one guess as to what that was.
They may not have even heard it.
Okay.
Although sure. I can see a spike on the end thing. Yeah. I'm drinking.
Surprise, surprise.
No, it's my birthday present.
Uh-huh.
So someone gave me a birthday present of 3 Glengoyne single malt scotches, mm-hmm. typically a bourbon person, but I can be swayed. Mm-hmm. So I've got a 10-year, a 15-year, and an 18-year, which I plan to be sampling during the podcast.
Uh-huh. And then you'll have to let us know which one you like the best.
This first one apparently is fresh green apples, toffee, and a bit of nuttiness.
Just like you.
Just like me.
A little bit of nuttiness.
It smells good. Happy New Year.
Yes.
It is now officially the new year.
Yes. Hope everybody ring in the new year in very naughty ways.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And if you didn't, don't worry. There's a whole 200 or 364 more days. I don't know. Look, I'm just, my brain hurts.
Clearly your brain is still on holiday.
Indeed. Ooh, that's really good. Okay, number one, the 10-year is delightful. It is very apple-y. It's like a candy apple. It tastes like autumn.
That sounds yum.
I like it. We may have to get a bottle of that. Mm-hmm. Holy shitballs. Okay, sorry. Focused. I'm focused on fucking. Is that what we're going to talk about? Are we going to talk about this last week?
We can talk about... Let's just talk about all of it.
Okay. Well, you start, and I'll pipe in while I drink my elixir of the gods.
Do we want to go back further than the past week?
Diddly-doo, diddly-doo, diddly-doo. How far back?
How many diddly-doots? We've had 2 glow parties.
Oh, shit. I don't even remember the first glow party.
Well, I just wanted to make mention of a scenario there.
Okay.
So we had gone to the glow party. We met a couple that we had actually talked to them on Friday night. They had come in from out of town. And so Saturday we met them for drinks beforehand, and then...
That's right. This was after Pendulum.
Yes.
I do remember that.
So we met them for drinks beforehand. Still not entirely sure that we were going to play with anybody, but we really liked them and, you know, enjoyed their company. So we went into the glow party together, and we did end up playing with them early on in the evening. And before we went up to play, though, there was someone else that we had stopped and talked to in the hallway, and you had said something about painting on her.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And so, but we got...
Because I had painted something pretty detailed on your leg.
Right, right. And so you said, oh, yeah, you know, I'll paint something on you, no problem. So they were getting drinks or whatever. Anyway, we got split up. Not sure exactly what happened there, but we got split up. We ended up going upstairs with the first couple, the couple that we had gone there with that night. And ended up playing with them for a while, and then came back downstairs, and the couple that you were going to draw on her, they had disappeared. And we felt bad for just kind of disappearing on them and not ever saying, like, oh,
yeah, because we don't like to just ghost or blow people off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like smoke bomb. Psh.
Yeah, so it was like, well, we feel kind of bad about that. And it was like, well, you know, we'll stick around and kind of chat with the bar staff and just, you know, see what else is going on for a little bit, see if they reappear. And if they don't, then fine. Didn't even know if they were still in the building or not. But we're like, well, we'll just kind of stick around and see. Turns out they were. They came back down, and we apologized for just disappearing and not painting or interacting really or anything. And that kind of sparked a whole nother conversation. And so we got kind of going with them and really enjoyed the conversation. It was great. And then ended up going upstairs and playing with them. So it was just one of those times that, you know, we had no intentions of A, necessarily playing, but especially twice. But it was just, you know, we didn't want to be rude. And then you never know what's going to happen when you start talking to people. And just, you know, it can be really good and really enjoy it. And
yeah, and both play sessions, I remember being a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and
both just, were so good.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because I remember me having sex with you and the first fella having sex with his lady, and then like out of the blue, he and I just kind of patched a bit.
Yeah.
And that was really hot.
It was
hot. And then the second couple was as well. So much fun. And so easy to talk to. Both couples were great to talk to. It was one of those great, like, you couldn't sort of draw it out better.
No, it really worked out very nicely. And the second one was purely by chance, just because we wanted to say, hey, sorry, we didn't mean to ghost you, but don't want to be rude.
And
I had no intentions of anything other than that.
But we talked to them long enough that both of us started getting a little frisky again. And it was like, we're going to go upstairs if you two would like to join us.
So it's just one of those, you never really know what's going to happen. Just talk to people and be nice, and you may end up with a play partner.
And it does. It's very important not to set expectations. I think that sort of is that, because as soon as you set a rule or set an expectation, you're just setting yourself up for defeat, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing.
True.
And that's us. We did that. We went in, no intention to play at all. In fact, I think we said, we're not going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then because we'd had a big night before, because it was Pendulum Party.
Yeah.
So we both sort of wanted some time just to each other. And lo and behold, it was awesome.
That's all I wanted to say so about much that. Fun. It was a lot of fun.
Glow Party. Can't say enough about it.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got over there? She's got this little magic list.
We have the last Glow Party.
Are we jumping ahead to that? Did we have anything? We had a number of things happened in between those two parties.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
What happened in between the two glow parties?
Fuck. I'm sure a lot of amazing, sexy things happened. I can't recall any of them. We had a Sex Ed in the City class.
Yes.
But which one was
that? That would have been blowjob and cock massage.
That's right. Blowjob and cock massage.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fucking packed to the brim.
Yes, it was.
I made the executive decision not to get my junk out because I knew that nobody would be able to see because it was so many people and it wasn't stadium seating.
Yeah.
So I decided not to use, we'd bring dildos out and play with those. And in the end, I had three people go, well, we want to see you pantsless. I'm like, well, all you have to do is ask, but it just didn't. It didn't make logical sense to do it that way.
Yeah, because when we've done it before where you have been more of the live model, we moved everyone into the other room. And this time it just wasn't plausible.
No, there was just too many people.
Yeah, and so hopefully the next one we'll be able to do that again, though.
Yeah. So, that was fun.
It's a lot more fun for all of us.
Yeah, well, indeed. I'm okay with you playing with my junk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure there was a million and one things that happened in between, but they've all sort of run together into a state of awesomeness.
Yeah.
And I say we jump ahead to this most recent glow party,
mm-hmm.
which I will state starts the week of debauchery, which may be what this podcast will be called, the week of debauchery. I feel like I need my calendar open. That way I can remember all of the
look at each
things.
And every date.
Yeah, because every day over the last week really has been absolutely crazy.
It's been packed. Yeah, it's been a busy week.
It's been really good, but okay. So let's start. Let me go get my calendar.
All right, so we're going to start with the glow party, which was the weekend before Christmas. Lolo Lady and Ginger Tramp were down, and that was fun because we went there with Lolo Lady and Ginger Tramp. We had met for a drink beforehand. And it's one of those things that, you know, we weren't exactly sure if there was going to be any play interaction between us. Admittedly, I didn't really expect it.
Yeah.
Because it's mostly just, you know, if we do play, it's usually Ginger Tramp and I. And so there kind of needs to be another couple as a buffer zone and stuff. And so we just kind of I wasn't really expecting anything like that. But again, how things go with Glow Party, you know, you get painting on people and talking to people, and just it's just a lot of fun. It's really a nice, relaxed evening. And so at some point, you and I, Ginger Tramp, Lolo Lady, and another couple, and then there was
a single female
who was new to the club.
Yeah.
We all ended up in the orgy room. And it was one of those rare things that early on, Lola Lady grabbed me. And so she and I had a bit of time together, a fair bit of time together. And I'm not really sure what went on with everybody else. all I know is that I think Ginger Tramp was maybe with the other couple.
Yes.
I'm not entirely sure. And you were standing up talking to the single female.
Yes.
Who was new.
Yes.
Because I think she was maybe a little overwhelmed with everything.
She was. So, yeah. So I had started giving her a massage. We were all up at the massage tables.
Oh, that's right.
And so the four of you guys were massaging each other.
Yeah.
And then Wazowski came up with her, and then he had to leave for some reason. Somebody came up to grab him, and he said, do you mind completing this massage? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. So I was giving her a massage. She even goes, she's like, wow, you are really good at this. And I went, well, I hope so. I'm part of the team that does the erotic massage classes. And she kind of lifts up and looks at me and goes, really? And so we talked about that for a minute. I was like, yeah, we do these monthly classes. So rather than hitting on her, I was selling to her. hashtag doing it wrong. I was giving her a massage and was really focusing on the erotic massage part. And you guys were like, all right, we're going to go to the orgy room. And I'm like, but I'm not done here. And you're like, come on, come on, come on. It's like, all right. So I looked at her. I was like, do you want to go up to the orgy room? And she was like, I could tell that's when it was like, and she was like, yeah, I guess that let's do that. And so we went down, and then went up to the orgy room, and you guys instantly jumped on the bed, and she goes, I'm just going to stand here and watch for a bit. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I'll stand here and we can talk. And so we talked for a bit. But it was clear that she wasn't comfortable, jumping right in like that.
Fair enough.
Which, I mean, absolutely.
Your first time at a club, you're single, you're not, you don't have a partner or anyone that you're with. And
And so, again, totally cool. It was fine. In fact, it was kind of nice just to stand there and watch everybody play. Yeah. Because I wasn't really interested in anything that was going on. But it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then watching the extra couple,
mm-hmm.
Go over to Lola Lady and her be like, no, I'm focusing on you right now. And then he wasn't really happy about that. But I don't have any idea why he didn't say anything to you.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
But then shortly thereafter, he and his partner left because they were not happy with the attention he was getting.
Right.
So, whatever.
Yeah, because I know in the end, you did end up coming in and joining the play. And so, basically, then it ended up you and I and Ginger Tramp and Lola Lady. So, we kind of paired back off to original couples. But it was a lot of fun.
No, it was great.
It's always a good night.
It's Glow Party, and I love Glow Party. It's so much fun. I know we've ranted about it before, but it's such a great icebreaker. It's a lot of fun. It's one that I love getting dressed up for.
Yeah.
I know I wore basically all white again, and I had one of my blazers on, a red and white blazer.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun. I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was... That was Saturday. And in fact, I think we were at the club on Friday before as well. But I don't remember what the party was.
I don't think we were. I think were that was a night off.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we were at the club on Friday. Yeah.
And then Saturday was a relaxing day.
Yes.
That was the eve of Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but that was
Relaxing Day.
Then that was Glow Party Night.
Yeah.
And then Sunday was Christmas Eve, which was another relaxing day.
Uh-huh.
And then that was a night that we didn't do anything.
No.
It was weird.
No.
We
actually had time to ourselves.
I know, right?
Imagine
that.
I think
we went to bed at like 10 o'clock.
Probably.
and then Monday was Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
or my birthday for anybody who's watching.
Mm-hmm.
At home. I turned 40. It was amazing. We had at 9 a.m. Lola Lady, Ginger Tramp, and the gentleman came over. The five of us were going to go to the nude beach, but Australian weather decided that rather than being 35, which like it was the day fucking before, it would be 22 and windy.
It was so windy.
It was cold.
It was a cold wind.
Yeah. For our folks in the States, that's like, I don't know, 70 degrees. Yeah. But don't judge us. We've acclimated to the temperature.
Well, and if you're going on a nude beach, too, when you have that cold wind, and it was windy here, so we know when we get to the beach, it's going to be even worse.
It was painful. Yeah. But that what we ended up doing was basically drinking all day and playing board games. And that is exactly the kind of fun I wanted. And at the same time, there was a lot of sexual tension between really all of us.
Because there's a lot of flirting going on. And
This was the first time that the gentleman had met Lola Lady and Ginger Tramp. And he just fit in perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, he immediately acclimated. It was great.
Yeah. We did end up walking down to the beach, though. We took a bottle of wine or two. I don't know, something. We went down.
Just a bottle,
just one. So, yeah, we went down to the beach. We did go down, try to sit for a little bit. And after a bottle of wine and the chilly wind for that time, we were like, nope, let's go back now. But even as we looked around the beach, there were people in their hoodies, rugged up in blankets.
Big parkas. Yeah.
They were like, damn it, I'm going to the beach.
Fucking troopers they were.
So then we just came back and played more board games and kept drinking.
Yeah, which is exactly what I wanted.
It was a beautiful day.
It was great.
Yeah.
So then the next day, Boxing Day, we had Ginger Tramp again and Lola Lady, of course. We had BJ and Wazowski and then Lawrence and Jess come over for dinner and a podcast, which we promise will be released soon. But by God, there's a lot of editing. So there was a lot of there was eight of us talking. So yeah, a lot of editing.
It's a bit of mayhem.
It is mayhem in the most delightful way.
Yes.
And then we all ended up playing games again, which was just a fucking blast. We laughed so much. I got two messages, one from BJ and one from Lawrence saying that their cheeks were hurting separately. So,
well, you know, you're doing it right then.
Yeah. I mean, we laughed so much. It was great. Wednesday was a fun day. You had to go back to work, but then the gentleman and I met on Oxford Street in the morning, and we went shopping. So
got as the boys do.
As the boys do, but we did it on Oxford Street, which so Oxford Street, for those who don't live in Sydney, is the sort of the, I'm not going to say notoriously, but traditionally gay part of town. So lots of really good little shops for club wear, for fetish wear and stuff like that. And that's where he and I just popped in some of those. So did a little bit of shopping, got some underwear, as you do. And then we were sitting there having a drink at the Stonewall. And I said, so do you want to do more shopping or would you like to ... And he was like, ooh, I'd like the ... So we ended up going to not one, but two different saunas.
Of course, because one's just not enough.
Well, the first one was small, and I had been bragging about 357 for a while, and he wanted to see that. And so we went to both of those. And I feel like I should save those stories, because he actually said he wanted to come on and podcast about his first time experience in the saunas.
I want details.
But let's just say...
All right, we'll have to wait.
I will say that in one of the cases, I ended up in one of the swings. And he ended up with bruises across his thighs. So we'll leave that. We'll leave that and we'll come back and address this at a later time, I promise.
All right.
I'm
going to hold you to that.
Yeah. So you have to hold him to that as well.
All right.
So that was Wednesday. And then Wednesday night, I don't guess we did anything.
We went to the Owl House with Lola Lady and Ginger Tramp.
Oh, that's right. We had a dinner.
Actually, just a really nice sit-down, somewhat civilized dinner with the two of them.
Somewhat civilized, yes. There was four of us alone in a bar that serves an 8-course degustation menu.
Yes.
The bartender there is fucking amazing. If you've never been to the Owl House and you live anywhere near Sydney, you're doing yourself a disservice by not going. Anyway, tell Owen we sent you. He'll know who we are. And then Thursday.
What was Thursday?
What was Thursday?
Ooh, tell us all about it.
Thursday was 40 years in the making.
Yeah.
Thursday was my birthday party. So Thursday afternoon, we got to our secret spot, because when you're 40, what do you do? What else do you do but have your birthday party at a swingers club?
Yeah. It's the best place. I mean, come on.
I know, right? We lined the orgy room, or Lawrence and I took the beds and whatnot out of the orgy room. Then we lined the entire orgy room in two to three layers of plastic.
Yep.
For the first annual, I don't know, hopefully the first annual, the first ever splashing party at our secret spot.
Yes.
So for those playing at home, what is splashing?
Food play.
Food play.
And it can be either eating food off of a partner, or it can be just textures and, like, rubbing the food on your partner, having them rub it on you. So it can be either, you know, eating it in edible, or it can just be a simply a texture kind of rubbing thing. So whatever it is, but using food and, I'm not going to say drink, but just food and that kind of play. Yeah.
So it was, oh my God. All right. So there was about
20 to 25 people, I think.
And most of them had been invited, mm-hmm. but the club was also open that night. Mm-hmm. So anybody who wanted to come in could come in.
And I think there were three couples.
One of which was the first timer. Yes. Again, she came back from the glow party.
Yes, and brought a partner with her.
Both of them are adorable.
Yeah.
He's cute as hell. Anyway.
Let's talk about the foods we had. We had cakes. We had vanilla and chocolate cakes. We had, of course, lots of whipped cream. We had big trays of Jell-O. We had
chocolate sauce, strawberry sauce, and cooked spaghetti.
Yes, cooked spaghetti. Then some people brought... Oh, we had custard. Yes. Somebody brought brandy custard.
Maple syrup.
Someone brought the chia seed ectoplasm stuff.
Yes. So if you've never cooked with chia seeds, I've actually done this. So chia seeds are often used in vegan recipes as a substitute for eggs. The reason is it feels like it's that tackiness of egg white. Uh-huh. It's kind of gross, but also kind of cool.
It's also kind of awesome.
It's bumpier. So it was this big, like, Tupperware container of blob. I mean, it was viscous and slick. It was disgustingly amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And we determined it was the glitter of the splashing party. Yes,
because those fucking chia seeds got everywhere. Okay, but that's jumping ahead. So
let's see. What else? Seems like I'm missing some foods, but that's close enough.
Yeah.
You get the idea.
A lot of different food. We had a whole buffet. And so we got up there, you know, I gave a little speech because I really wanted to, thanking everybody, I guess I was so amazed, number one, that there's so many people there. Mm-hmm. Number two, we had to go over some of the rules, like shower before and after you leave. And then number three, you know, it's awesome to say that I had my 40th birthday party in a swingers club. Mm-hmm. That right there, to actually be able to say that is such an awesome, cool thing. And not just that. I mean, it was posted on RHP as Bradford's Splish Splash Splosh birthday party.
Yeah.
That was cool. I was very excited, honored, and kind of giddy about that. So we get up there and, you know, tell everybody the rules, and everybody loads in.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I had asked everybody to let's start at a two or three.
Yes.
Let's not jump straight to 9 or 10 with the food fight.
Yes.
And I was like, I know it's going to end up in a debaucherous food fight, but let's try to ease into it.
Right.
So the first thing that happens is you get a whipped cream pie,
mm-hmm.
and pie me in the face.
Well, I had to. Everybody told me to.
And that's totally fine. Totally fine. The next thing that happens is Lolo Lady takes this this cake, like a stack cake,
mm-hmm.
splits it into two halves, whipped creams both the halves, and then smacks me in the face at the same time, like she's clapping her hands,
mm-hmm.
With this cake symbols mm-hmm. around my face, getting lodging cake so deeply in my ears that I'm pretty sure it took me 2 or 3 days to get all the cake out of my ears.
And then I got a mouthful of Jell-O and went down on you because I wanted to feel the Jell-O squishing around your penis in my mouth. So I did that.
Which was extremely cold and uncomfortable, especially with an audience of 30 people.
And you could then see people kind of starting to get into it. And there was some sauce dribbled here, you know, a little bit of whipped cream there. And people were just kind of slowly starting to get the food going and eat things or rub things on people.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then Lawrence happened. God damn, I love that boy. But I'm pretty sure the first thing he did was take a cake, start taking handfuls of it, and just launching it across the room. Like, because he stands a bit taller than the average bear. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure he was just pitching it across the room. Well, that's all it took.
Yeah.
It was like... It was like absolute chaos. There was food flying everywhere.
Then there was spaghetti flying.
There was spaghetti, like
chia seeds flying.
The flying spaghetti monster was there. I prayed a bit. It was like chia seeds, handfuls of chia goo. Mm-hmm. At one point, I had a 5 o'clock shadow that night. At one point, I took a handful of the chia seeds and put them all on my face as if I was a chia pet. And then, like. I know I got to pie you in the face because mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not going to get away without pieing you in the face. And I did. And then about the same time, Lawrence threw a handful of something on you and you pulled the pie away and went, "Did you spit on me?" No, that was Lawrence. And then like a second later, he dumped just about a cup each of brandy custard on your head, on my head.
Both of us,
and
yeah.
then I think I grabbed it from him and poured it on his head.
But I will say it was really nice that once I had like chocolate sauce and whipped cream and all kinds of stuff all over me, and so did some of the other ladies, we just kind of rubbed our boobies up against each other and it felt really nice. It's all slippery and soft. Yes. And yes.
We have a friend that I did that to her. Mm-hmm. She's got big, ginormous, new Wine and Fun Times, if you follow mm-hmm. them on Twitter. And I rubbed up against her and I was like, "Ooh, this feels really good."
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So yeah, it was absolute chaos. It was amazing. I know at one point, one of the ladies who is a regular at OSS, she's a single lady. She had, I was making, after I made the pie for your face, mm-hmm. I pied somebody else in the face. And then I was holding my hand out and she filled the pie plate uh-huh. With whipped cream. And I said, "Thank you." And then she put her hand under mine and I pied myself in the face because she smacked my hand up into my own face.
Oh, good on her.
Which was fucking hilarious. And I was so not expecting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, "Well done. I've been outplayed." Oh my God, it was so much fun.
It was fun.
A new couple that we had never met was there. Mm-hmm. And every so often I would see her face. And she always had this gigantic, goofy, just ecstatic grin on her face.
Yeah.
We have subsequently talked to them, and I think we got an email from them yesterday. So,
yes.
So
they're not scared off of the club, so that's good. Because that can be a little intimidating your first time, but it was advertised. People knew.
Yes.
And there was only one section of the club.
Right. But yeah.
It was so much fun, though. And it of course, got really slippery in there, so we had to warn everybody, be careful walking and stuff, because there was so much food on the plastic.
We may have had one fall, but it was a non-harming fall. Then we had two guys think that they could slip and slide across the floor. They couldn't.
Yeah, no, they couldn't. that didn't go so well.
But it was, oh my God.
Everybody survived.
It was such a fun, oh my God.
Yeah. And then there was at the very end, as most people were showering, and I was kind of waiting my turn for a shower, and so were a couple of the others. And so one of our regular friends there, he and I started trying to knock each other over and also then see who could be the last one standing kind of thing.
Oh, that's funny.
And so I
was
actually...
Was that you and Wazowski?
No, Ghost Who Squawks.
Oh, yes.
And so we were trying to see, you know, who could be the last one standing and stuff. And I think I had a bit of an advantage, maybe because I'm a little shorter, but I think mostly because he was keeping the weight on his toes, which meant he was always leaning forward.
Yeah.
And I was always on the heels and the ball of my feet, so I was kind of more backwards, which also put me just out of reach of him most of the time. So I could just kind of take those kind of occasional jabs and swipes
so
at him.
Funny.
And he eventually went down, but... then quickly pulled me down too. So it was fun though.
I love it. So,
and then you just kind of slide all over the floor and squish on it. And yeah.
Well, so I think that ended up, I'd love to know how long that lasted. I wish, cause I have no frame of reference.
I have
of
no
time.
Idea. Yeah.
But I would have guessed we played like that for 30 minutes.
That's a 30, 45,
maybe 45.
Like that, yeah.
So one of the things I loved about it was once once a couple of people showered and rinsed off, everybody sort of was like, all right, let's shower. And that was the room with three showers. And so we got into the showers. Everybody was so helpful about, like,
cleaning other people off.
Other people off and being really, you know, kind. And we were all naked laughing or in our bathing suits laughing. And one of the things I love was, like, when we sort of touched on this before, chia seeds are the fucking glitter or confetti of splashing parties.
Yeah.
There were chia seeds everywhere. Yeah. And people were like, I've got pants on and I still have chia seeds coming out of my ass cheeks.
Yeah.
Which reminds me. So Lawrence was, at one point, Lawrence was harassing somebody and, you know, in a playful way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I took a handful of spaghetti and just dropped it down the back of his shorts. And he immediately looked to his right where Jess was. And she goes, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. And then he looks over his shoulder and saw me and goes, hey, buddy. Oh, my God. It was such a... Oh.
Yeah, because somebody put Jell-O down the back of my bikini bottom.
Yes. Somebody put whipped cream down my front, which was so cold, but it felt so good.
See, who knew it could be so much fun?
I know. Yeah, so...
But it was really nice, though, when showering off, to get back to your point, that everybody was very helpful in helping everyone else clean off and get the chia seeds and all the food out of your hair, because you can't necessarily always see the backside, and so make sure that everything's like, gone. And it was. It was just this, you know, big, friendly, happy shower.
It was great. It was great. All right.
Now, which one are you going for now?
This is the 15-year-old.
Okay.
Number one, the 10-year was amazing.
Mm-hmm. So now we get to see how the 15-year-old is.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm back now.
But after everybody got cleaned up from the splashing party, the splash zone, I should say, we all kind of made our way downstairs to the lounge areas, you know, got a drink of water or whatever, and just kind of went and sat in the front and started chatting and talking. And it was really nice because, I mean, that definitely broke the ice for everyone. I mean, most people were our friends and kind of knew each other or knew some people there.
Yeah.
But even so, there's
a lot
of... We
were the common bond between 95% of that party.
But even so, there were the six new people. There were, you know, people that maybe didn't necessarily know a lot of others and stuff. So it was really good just to kind of get everybody downstairs, and then you could actually talk and interact a little more.
But the sexual tension could be cut with a fucking knife.
Yep.
It was so tense between all of us. And I made it a very good, I made a very strong point not to drink.
Right.
I had one drink, two drinks before. Because I wanted to be very clear-headed, I wanted to remember every detail of it, because I knew this was going to be one of those, this could be a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all came downstairs, and, you know, the gentleman was there, and, the other fella that I've been seeing pretty regularly was there. Got to come up with a name for him. I'll have to ask him what he wants his name to be. And then some of our other friends were there.
Yeah.
It was like palpable. And I don't even remember how it happened. It was probably you, because it's always you.
Yeah.
Said, let's go upstairs and find a room.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it,
knowing there were only two rooms left.
Right. So there's a little petite room. Those are massage tables, which you can make into play area as well. But there was the petite room that has the double bed. And then there was the shackle room that is that a double or a queen bed? It's a queen bed.
Yeah.
And then it has the couches as well, so people can watch. And I knew that with our group that we had been chatting with, because it was kind of the two rooms had two different groups, and there was some crossover between the two. But the main group that we had spent the most time with, I knew that most of us wanted to play, but I also thought there might have been a couple that wanted to just watch and be more voyeuristic. So I was like, well, the shackle room's great, because, you know, there's plenty of room for everybody to do whatever they want to do there. And so... while it was still available, and I mean, like you said, you could cut the sexual tension with a knife. So I was like, all right, let's just get this on with. Let's go, people.
So we walked up there, and like instantly there was pouncing.
Mm-hmm.
So it ended up being two ladies and four guys.
Yes.
One of the guys.
And there were some others on the couch watching for a bit, playing with each other as well.
Yes. One of the guys is gay. The other three guys are bi.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two ladies are extremely bi.
Mm-hmm.
So it ended up being this mesh of like, well, so number one, before you even went up, I should add that you kissed the gay guy, because you just walked up and said, "I want to kiss," and he was like, okay." which I love that you were like, "I'm going to make you mine." But he had freedom to say no.
He could have said no.
Yes, but you did say, "I want a kiss." And he-
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
He was like, okay. It was cute. But then he got up there and it was just, it was amazing.
It was just a puppy pile of awesomeness.
It really was. It was such an amazing.
Because everybody was just fluid. And again, it's just that kind of that puppy pile feel where you just play with whoever, whatever's in front of you. It was really good.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. So we were up there for what felt like forever.
It had to have been a long time.
I'll just say forever. Yeah. We were up there forever. I would have said at least an hour and a half, maybe.
Easily, yeah.
So we finally got done up there with some, like, amazing sex. Yeah. Oy. Amazing sex. Yeah, because I remember watching The Gentleman with the other lady, who I don't think we have a name for yet either. And then, like, you were with somebody, weren't you?
I was with the other lady at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, and then you and I had you. Yeah, that was fun because everybody was basically watching us, and you were bent over the bed, and I was behind you, and that was.
Oh yeah.
Everybody.
I was
going
to say I don't really remember exactly. I mean, I just know that there were pieces and parts and things in front of me, and if there were lips there, there were lips there. If it was whatever, it just, yeah.
It was epic.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. That to me, it was a highlight. I mean, the whole night was a highlight, but that was one of those, this is what I wanted. And I think for me, that kind of group dynamic was great because there was more guys than women, which I love women, but I'm back to my Kinsey 4.5 or 5 right now. So like all I can think about is the menfolk. And while I did get to go down on the other lady for quite a while, because that was awesome, or I should say up, because she was basically standing on the bed or off the bed.
Yeah.
And my head was off the bed while somebody was going down on me. God only knows who. it was great. Yeah. The whole thing. Ugh, sploosh. So we all staggered, fell, drug ourselves downstairs back to the front room to where the new couple was there. And we all just sort of crashed there and then just chatted forever. Yeah. And that's the other thing that I loved so much. It was so much fun just to sit there and shoot the shit. And there was a lot of cuddling and occasional pash and kiss. And it was just.
And even, I will say, we kind of skipped over this part, but even before we went upstairs, there were a couple of ladies that were dancing and giving lap dances.
Oh, that's
and just
right.
Going around. So again, it's just, everybody was just having a really fun, good night with it. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. It was, everyone was so relaxed and it was just, it was exactly what I wanted my birthday to be.
Yeah.
So come 2 o'clock. Lawrence comes out and he goes, "Hey, buddy, can I talk to you?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." So I walk up. He goes, "It's 2 o'clock. We'd kind of like to close pretty soon." And there were still 12 people in the club. And I was like, "No problem. I'll fix this."
So we'll I came out.
I was like, "Hey guys, Lawrence is a bad guy. He wants to close. He wants to go home." And I could see Lawrence in the background basically go,
because on
face-palm.
Thursdays they are usually only open till 1.
Yeah.
So
and he kept it open for us, which was just amazing. It was again.
So it's fair enough to kick us out.
Fan fucking tastic. Kudos.
Yeah.
I encourage anyone and everyone to have their birthday parties as well at their local swingers club. Lauren should totally do that. He should rent it out for birthday parties. it was amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
So that was my birthday party.
It was an epic night.
Fuck. It was, yeah, I couldn't imagine a better night.
Yeah.
And then I know that the party didn't end for everyone.
No, it didn't. Some people continued the party on through the morning.
Yes.
Or at least a little bit longer.
Until 4.
Okay.
They went back. There was a fivesome, hello gentlemen, who went back to a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there till 5. I heard some really naughty stories. Like,
naughty.
Like, not to give away too much details of somebody else's story, but I did hear today that they immediately ordered room service.
Mm-hmm.
And when room service came a knocking 20 minutes later, play had already started.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the gentlemen had to put his robe on and mm-hmm. get to the door while basically everybody else went to the bathroom and closed the door. And while in the bathroom, the gentleman bent someone over the bathtub and started to fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
naughty, naughty.
I know. I love it. I'm so excited. Because there's nothing better than finding a sexual partner who we both like intensely and we get along with and who meshes in with our play style.
Yeah.
Except maybe sharing that person with other people. When you can share that and you know that you still have it, is amazing. So that was the splashing party, my birthday. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to me. BTW, Glengoyne, the 15, I don't like it as much as the 10.
What's different about it? What do you not like?
It's more citrusy. Yeah. It's a little oakier. It's good. But you need to try the 10 first. Well, you can try this one here. I'll reach across the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, but I prefer the 10.
I like that one. I didn't try the 10, but I like this one.
Do you want me to pour you a little bit of the 10?
Sure. I'll try them here. Mm. No, I actually quite like the 15.
I just like the 10 better because it's like I said, it's all to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so let's see, what else? So the next night, you don't like the 10.
I like the 15 better.
Interesting. Well, you can have that, and I'll finish this.
No. Yay, I got a drink out of it.
Oh, that's funny. Well, but wait, we still have...
Not yet, I want this one first.
The 18. Well, I want to try the 18 now.
All right, you can do that.
Mm. So the next night was our Sex Ed in the City class.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was
The
intro to BDSM, and kink.
Yeah.
One of the couples from Thursday night came on Friday night to the class, the new couple.
Which was really great.
Which was great, and I think they enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was crazy. So that one, we'll just brush through that. I mean, the whole night was great, but there was a lot of, like... Our demos were you doing some stuff to me,
mm-hmm.
including nipple play, wax play, and tying a cock ring with
cock
a shoelace.
And bow tie, yeah.
That was, I think that went over well.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the best part was going into the voyeur room and letting Lawrence dom me with or top me with some of the impact play stuff as a demo. He is the absolute best I've ever been with for, and I love you. And
no, absolutely.
But there's something about
you two can read each other very well.
Yeah, so, and he's so domineering and demanding, while at the same time being extremely compassionate.
Yeah,
just the way he is lightly touching my shoulder while he's beating the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. It's great, and there's this really great connection that you have with him when he's doing it. I just, yeah.
And I have to say, though, from the sideline, it's really awesome to watch the two of you together. He's just, you can see that.
It's an art with him.
Yeah, you can see the care between the two of you, and you can also just see how good he is.
Yeah.
And it's really great to watch.
Well, and people were asking me after, there was a number of people who stayed after the class, and they were asking me about it. I'm like, well, you know, how... Would you know who gets to hit you? Who gets mm-hmm. to top you? And I was like, I can only think of three people that I trust enough to do that, mm-hmm. and that's you, him, and the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's the only male that I would ever trust enough to do that. And it has to be someone that you have this really good relationship. I have the highest amount of trust for him.
Yeah.
I know that he would never hurt me.
Right.
except by accident with flogging to the face. Listen to Passion in Paradise. So, so he even made a joke about that before he started. Uh-huh. He goes, I promise we'll hit you in the face. So that was great. And then the only comment I have other than that about that entire night was that was the night that that couple, we hadn't played with each other, hadn't played with anybody. We'd been downstairs socializing with everyone. And at one point, everybody was sort of gone. And so then we walked upstairs to the orgy room, and there was one other couple who were playing with each other, and you and I just played. I mean, it wasn't fast, but it wasn't a quickie, but it wasn't like long, and it was we knew what we
average.
Wanted.
Average, yeah.
But then we walked back downstairs and got to the bar, and almost immediately,
Within a minute,
this couple comes up and he goes, "Do you guys want to go up and play with us?" And I turned around, I was like, dude, we just got back downstairs. Yeah. And so I know it was their first time. Yeah. I know that.
They were cute. And I had talked to them for a bit earlier in the evening. You had not, because you were on the other side of the circle from me at that point. And I enjoyed talking to them, but it just, I don't know. It was just one of those things, you know, like you said, we got separated. I guess they had gone to the other side because we didn't see them for a while. But we had like just come back downstairs, not even a minute before, hadn't even gotten a drink of water yet. And it was just like, we just need a break, you know, I just can't be bothered at this point. And I felt a little bad because I know it was the first time and they were cute, but it just was not good timing.
Yeah, it didn't work. And it was kind of funny because I was a bit frustrated because the one couple that I was talking to on the other side, she was the inverse of me. Mm. She's more interested in women than she is with men, except with her partner. And so we clicked like immediately just because of that shared bond. And they went upstairs to play in the shackle room. And we followed, and we both were like, well, we'll come back down. I think we had to change or something happened. You wanted a drink of water. There was something that we wanted. And so we left and then went right back up, and that room was already packed with people, and there was no space for us.
No, they weren't up there when we went the first time. So we had gone through, in the shackle room, there was only the one other couple in the shackle room. We went back downstairs to change. And,
that was right. Okay.
And then we came back upstairs, and the couple that you liked, they were up in there with the other couple now, but it was packed with people watching.
There were six people sitting on the bench watching.
Yeah, I was going to say, playing around the perimeter, that kind of thing. Yeah. And we could barely step inside the room. And it was just like, there's no way we're ever going to get up there to play with them and
which
to
is kind
do
of a
anything.
Bummer.
And, yeah.
So
it's fine.
Yeah.
We've seen them there before. They'll be back. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was that night. And then the next 2 days were kind of days of rest.
Saturday was a day of rest.
Okay, so then, and then Sunday was New Year's Eve.
And Sunday was New Year's Eve.
So,
which was not a day of rest.
Oh, God. It was a night of debauchery. So, we've got 15 minutes left in this hour. Do you want to go ahead and dive into New Year's Eve?
Let's dive into New Year's Eve.
All right.
Let's do it.
This could be an extended podcast. Lucky y'all. So, New Year's Eve, we had talked to Lawrence ahead of time. And we had the gentleman come with us.
Mm-hmm.
The deal was, as long as Angela was our master, then he could be there.
Yeah.
Plus, it was fucking packed, and there was 5 single ladies, I think.
I think so. But I will say, though, that, as our third, he did a very good job, and I don't know if it was conscious or not, or just how things were, but he was always with us.
Yes.
He was never on his own.
No.
Which is how we wanted it. You know, I mean, he's part of us, and especially for a night like that. And so we wanted it to be that way, and especially with him being there, you know, as a third sort of single person, you know, I know what they don't want is for him to go wandering off on his own, but he didn't. He was always with one of us or both. And I think we were most of the time 3 of us together.
I think I don't remember a time where the 3 of us weren't together.
Because I know there was one time I was even like, I'm going to go get a drink, expecting you 2 to stay behind. And then
and
you both followed.
And both of followed. Us followed, because it was kind of fun to play a pet, you know?
Yeah.
There was, 30 couples.
I think 35 couples and then the singles. And yeah.
It was absolutely amazing. So we got there.
Really good.
We saw the 9 o'clock fireworks from a rooftop close by. Then we walked to the club. Party started at 10. We were there at about 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
got changed. I had my awesome Pac-Man suit on.
It was fantastic. And the shoes.
With LED shoes.
Yes.
And then you had this beautiful Kim Kardashian style gold mesh droopy lace or droopy chainmail dress that was almost backless.
Yeah.
That was.
Well, the theme was glitter.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was fucking amazing. So we got there and we chatted with folks for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Then midnight came.
And it was actually really good because the group of people that were there, there were a lot of, I'm going to say, quote unquote, new people, probably not new, but new to us, people we didn't know there. But there were also a lot of couples that we may not have seen at the club in 6 or 8, 9 months.
Yeah.
And really enjoyed, you know, talking to them before, but haven't seen them for whatever reason in a very long time. So it's like, oh, wow, this is like finally a chance to catch up with these people again.
Yeah.
So it was really nice from that perspective for me to just kind of, you know, you get some new people and then some people that you really liked before. And
it was really amazing. I would have said we knew half the people there
probably.
So it was, and like you said
before,
and I would say of that half, 2/3 of them fell into that category that we had seen and wanted to play with but never really got to play with. So we, I guess I'll cut to the chase. So, you know, we had the, so we had the poppers at midnight. We did the countdown.
Confetti gun things. Yeah.
And honestly, it was one of those things that it was like, Happy New Year. And I thought, oh my God, it's now 2018.
Yeah.
And I was sort of in my own little world. And I was like, wait, we're supposed to kiss. So I leaned down and kissed you, then leaned up and kissed the gentleman. And then you and him kissed.
Yeah.
And then the three of us did this sort of like threesome kiss that was just, ugh, sploosh. And then, yeah, so then everybody started, then it was like smoke bomb. People were all fucking, cracks me up. It's like, all right, it's midnight. Let's go fuck. The first thing I want to do this year is fuck. So, but we ended up hanging back a bit and I don't remember what we ended up doing. We were talking to somebody, I'm sure. We probably, knowing us, we went down to the area down near the locker room, the little quieter area, and started chatting with some people. Then we, at about 1, I think, most people, the first wave of people had left. Because every New Year's, you get that group that comes, goes.
Yeah. Like they don't stick around long.
Their only goal to come to a swinger club is to fuck and get out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, us, we like to sit around and chat. So we sat around and chatted with some people. And then I would say at about 1 o'clock, we went upstairs. 12:30 or 1 o'clock, we went up to the orgy room.
And at that point, it must have been the first wave had left, because at that point, I think there were only maybe 2 other people in the room. There weren't very many people in the room.
Yeah.
But we went up there with some folks, and I think there ended up being 7 of us then.
Yes.
2 others came and joined, so there were 9. And while we were doing the whole puppy pile, everybody play with everybody kind of thing, I took one of those moments to look up. This was well into it. So this was probably a good 30, 45 minutes into the play. And I looked up at one point, and I just kind of sat back and counted. And it was a new record for us. There were 23 people in the room.
That's awesome.
And there were nobody on tours. 23 people. And it was, there were probably, I don't remember exactly how many on the bed, but I would have said probably 11 to 12 on the bed. And everybody else was either, there were a couple in the shower that was fucking, there were people, you know, on the, just all the perimeter of the bed, some people leaning up against the jacuzzi tub, just kind of all different areas all around. Just, you know, find a spot and go at it kind of thing. And there were some groups, small groups as well, 3 to 4 people out there, and some were just couples that had paired off somehow, who knows, probably not their regular partners, I have no idea. But it was just awesome. I started counting and I was like, holy shit, this is the most I've ever seen up here. But it didn't feel crowded. You know, well, everybody was just spaced out just enough that it felt good.
It's really funny because I remember you even saying there's 23 people in this room.
Yeah.
But at the time, I had somebody sitting on my face.
Right.
So I really couldn't look around. So I missed that completely.
Yeah.
Because that night, my face was a saddle. Because as soon as one lady would get off, I would point and say, next. And then the next lady would just get on. And it was, I'm pretty sure I had 5 different women sit on my face that night.
I'd believe it.
It was kind of amazing. Yeah. It was, again, exactly what I wanted. Because, look, I enjoy the sex. I enjoy the oral sex. That's fine. But what I really want is pussy. That's like all I really wanted. And then it was great.
Yeah. It was really fun because we did have.
So that's why I'm not a six. That's not 4.5. The half and 1.5 is all pussy.
Yeah. And it was fun because, like I said, we had 9 for a bit. And then one couple did leave because apparently we ended up playing a lot later than we realized. And so there ended up being 7 of us there for 4 hours probably.
5 hours, yeah. I think. Yeah.
And it was just, we did take a couple of water breaks. We'd go downstairs, yes, get a glass of water, hydrate a bit, come back up. But it was just so fluid, so much fun.
But what was great about that too is the 7 that ended up there, that final 7, mm-hmm, everybody was. And I'm going to say it was because I don't know this, but I'm assuming because the gentleman and I were so clearly fluid. I mean, we were kissing. I was going down. And relaxed, we were going down on each other. There was, I mean, because we're consistent partners, mm-hmm, so it was very comfortable. But both the other guys ended up relaxing enough to both go down on guys and let somebody go down on them.
Yeah.
And in fact, one of the guys, when he was sort of standing at the edge, and I looked up at him and I was like, "Hey, do you mind if I go down on you?" He goes like, "No, no guy's ever done that." And I was like, "Just say no if you don't want me to."
Yeah.
And he was like, "No, yeah, go ahead."
Try and
I
did. Yeah.
And then he was like, "That was amazing." And then later on, I was going down on him again. He was laying down and he was next to his partner, and I heard him, I almost said out of the corner of my eye, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I heard him say to her, "He is so very good at that."
Uh-huh.
That's right, I am. I am certified.
Yeah.
But it was just great. And his partner was very, the word I'm looking for is not dark, but she was very dom, kind of dominatrix,
almost in a mean kind of way.
Yeah, but in a wonderful, yeah, in a positive,
not in a bad way.
Yeah,
but
she would pinch me. In fact, you can see that I still have 3 bruises my chest where she would pinch and twist. But it was just enough to make it pleasurable and not too painful.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that to me a lot. And then she kept saying, "Can I do this?" Always asking permission.
Yeah.
Can I go harder? Can I go harder? And when with the mindset where I was like, "Yes, yes."
Yeah.
And I was like, "I'll stop you. I'll stop you."
Mm-hmm.
And only had to stop her once, but she was like serious bites and sploosh. Yeah. I liked playing with her. Mm-hmm. She could hurt me. very rarely do I find a woman that I'm as afraid of in that kind of setting as you.
Mm-hmm.
But I was as afraid of her as I am of you in that kind of setting.
Right.
In a positive, I want to be afraid of you kind of way.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole time I was kind of cuddling up against her and she would just pinch me and, "You're a naughty boy." And mm-hmm, I was like, "I am." Yeah, it was great. It was so much fun. Oh,
yeah.
Such a blast. And then, at some point we all were like, Lawrence came up. That's right. Lawrence mm-hmm. came up and mm-hmm. he and Jess came up and they were kind of giggling and talking. And somehow you were bent over the bed, maybe stretching or something.
I think I had been going down on someone,
okay,
but I wasn't at that moment. But yeah, I was bent over the bed right on the corner as you would walk in the room.
And Lawrence walked in to see you bent over in front of him.
Yeah.
And I think he just kind of put his hand on your ass.
He spanked me. Not hard, but he just kind of lightly spanked me. And I kind of turned back and I was like, "Is that all you got?"
And his eyes fucking lit up. Like, honestly, it was as if you had said, "Here's a free blowjob." He was so excited. He goes, "Can I do it again?" And you went, "Yeah." And so he hit you, uh-huh, and you kind of looked back and smiled. He goes, "Can I do it again?" And you were like, "Is that all you got?" He goes, can I go get a toy?"
Yeah. And he took off down the stairs.
I think he fell down the stairs.
Well, he took off down the stairs. And it was funny because I kind of looked up and everybody had been looking at him. And one person, I think it was a gentleman, said, "I think he's going for a paddle."
Mm.
And you said, "No, I think he's going for a flogger."
And then we all started debating on what he was going for.
Yeah, and I was like, "No, I bet it's a flogger."
And then Jess came in about that time and goes, "Oh, what's going on?" And we're like, "Oh, Lawrence is going to get something to hit Angela with." And she goes, "Oh, want to watch?" And she turned around and basically in a single fluid motion, she leapt, cross-legged, and sat down on the bed. And then she just like all perky and completely naked.
Yeah.
And he comes back in with a whip.
Yes.
And all of us, I think there was this on the bed, this collective gasp because you weren't looking at him.
No.
And we all went, and you went, "What?" And he sort of held it up. He's like, "I got the whip."
He's like, "Can I?"
And so, yeah, the first one hit and mm-hmm. you acted like nothing. You didn't even flinch. And I think all of us went, but you didn't flinch. And he tried it again. He was having some trouble because of the space.
Yeah. Because it's a tight little doorway. Yeah.
But he hit you across.
He hit kind of down the middle, like, you know, where your tailbone goes down.
Yeah.
So he hit kind of down there. And I was like, okay, that was not good. And so then he was kind of doing a little test, trying to get his positioning right.
Yeah.
And I could feel that he, you know, because he was going for my left cheek.
Yeah.
And so, because he'd hit the right one first.
And hit the middle.
And so then I was like, okay, let's go left cheek. And I could tell he was just a little bit off, but also because of where he was, it was hard for him to do better. So I turned then a little bit.
And it was perfect for him.
Yeah. Perfect middle of the cheek position.
But that crack would have hit your ass, and I've never seen your eyes go so big. That one I could tell hurt, because you went, ooh.
Yeah, that one did hurt. The like, left cheek did.
But his eyes, like, were watering with excitement and joy. And he was like, oh, are you okay? Are you okay? It was great.
It was cute. It was good.
Then the seven of us, at that point, nine of us, I guess. I think he jumped in the shower, baby.
Yeah.
And then the core seven of us walked back downstairs and mm-hmm. chit-chatted. And then everybody just started packing up and leaving. Because at that point, that was when Lawrence also said, you guys know, I don't want to scare you guys. Nobody has to leave.
But the sun's coming up.
Yeah,
it was 5:30 in the morning. Yeah.
And, like, honestly.
We didn't realize it.
Where did 4 hours go?
Yeah, because I would have said it was around 3 at that point.
Yeah.
I would have never thought it was 5:30.
No.
Yeah.
It's just like that time vanished.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was so much fun.
Oh, my God.
So much fun.
It was, yeah. And so, ultimately, I think we ended up playing with them off and on for about 5 total hours.
Yeah.
And in the end, probably solid play time of 4 and a half hours. Went downstairs. We all got dressed. And then it was one of those, like, all right, well, I guess it's time to go.
They do the walk of shame.
And we did the walk of shame. We ended up walking back most of the way to Wynyard.
Yeah.
Or all the way to Wynyard.
To train station. Yeah.
Normally what we would do is cab it. But
or even,
both of us were
or
feeling...
Or even take the train there and then the bus, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was just like, we just needed to walk.
Well, both
and
of
it
us
was,
feel, were feeling a bit energetic, I think.
Yeah, we were. And it was good to see the sun. It was a nice temperature.
Yeah.
It was just felt good to walk.
And to see everybody else doing their walks of shame,
yeah.
which was so much fun. And
yeah.
some people were still drinking, which, uh-huh. you know, just the whole thing was just great.
There were a few poor souls that you could tell were just getting off work.
Oh, yeah. God love
yeah.
them. But, yeah. I mean, all in all, it was stupid fun.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it was.
And it's funny because that was our second anniversary of going to our secret spot.
Yep.
For the first time.
2 years ago was the first time we went, New Year's Eve.
And if you listen to that podcast, which I should have gone back and listened to it again,
uh-huh.
we didn't like our secret spot. We weren't, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't,
it was
we
over,
didn't.
It was overwhelming.
We didn't think it was for us.
Yeah, it was overwhelming, which, I mean, that's a busy night to go for the first time.
Yeah.
And I think the way it was done this year as well was better because they had the whole night there. And so everybody, you had more time in the space and to talk to people and to kind of get to know people and then to, and spread the play out as well, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was really good, but it is funny the difference.
Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine spending New Year's Eve anywhere else now, especially after that one. That one ranks up there probably as my favorite New Year's Eve I've ever had.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree.
Because it was just, I don't know, it was so much fun, like making out with you and making out with a gentleman and eating all that pussy.
Yeah.
It was really great.
And it was easy. There's no pressure. There's, you know, again, if you don't want to do something, you just say no. And I know that one of the gentlemen that I was playing with, not the gentleman, but one of the other,
fella.
Yeah, one of the other guys I was playing with at one point, you know, I was checking with him and making sure I wasn't, because I was using my nails on him.
Well, you guys were trying to out-dom each other, which I think is kind of hilarious.
Well, not necessarily out-dom, but I just, you know, I was getting, like, I was using my nails, and especially, like, when I was coming and stuff, I was digging in, and I was like, I just want to make sure I'm not hurting him, you know?
Yeah.
And so I would check in and make sure, and so it was fun.
His back looked like my chest probably did, with nails just, like, all over it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was fun. Well, I enjoyed it.
There was a lot of nail usage that night. It was epic. Oof. Woof. Now I'm all horny and excited. Yeah, but it was...
So that's been our week.
That's been our week. our debaucherous week. We got home yesterday at 7 a.m.?
No, I think it was 6:15 or so.
7 a.m.? It was after 6.
It was about 6:15.
Was it?
Well, Unless the clock on the side of the road was wrong, because one of the clocks said 6 as we went by, but it has been wrong before.
So I took the picture at the top of the hill at 6:17.
Okay,
so it had to be,
the clock was wrong.
It had to be about 20 minutes, at least 20 minutes later. So it was pushing 7 by the time we got home. We immediately went to bed. It was great. Yeah. It was such a, oh my God.
Yeah.
Happy fucking New Year.
Yes.
You know what they say, whatever you're doing on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day will be what you're doing the rest of the year.
That sounds like a good year in store for us.
Bisexual orgies. Yeah. And just a comment as well. It's really nice to have that that freedom of sexuality. And, you know, again, I know I've complimented OSS specifically and Lawrence, but I think the lifestyle itself is becoming a lot more accepting of bi men. I don't know who or what is doing that. I would love to, because you still don't see it a lot in the media, but it is becoming, and maybe it was the yes vote that sort of just solidified that, you know, differences can unify us rather than separate us. So it was really nice to have that group both on my birthday, but even because we knew those people, but especially on New Year's Eve where we didn't know any of them and they were all so.
But I also think it has to do with, you know, the comfort in being open-minded, but also the fact that, you know, you're polite and you ask before doing anything. So it's not like you just jump in and assume that it's okay.
Right.
And so I think that kind of puts people a bit more at ease as well, because they know that if they want to, they can say no.
Yeah.
Or if at some point they want to, they can stop it and say, okay, that's enough kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe.
So it may be a bit of a mixture of all of it. I don't know.
But on a scale of 1 to 10... this is definitely an 11. This was my best week I've ever had. I can't believe that I'm 40 now. I don't feel any different. Yeah. I will say that I feel exactly like I did when I was 37, 38. Don't feel like I did when I was 34. But I feel, and it's just been, it's been such a fun week.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, do you have any other things you'd like to say?
No.
I do have something I want to comment on.
Okay.
We had an email mid-December.
Okay.
Somebody had said, and I'm not going to read the email because I don't feel like digging it up, but the gist of it was he was asking me and us to not use the word sucks because there's negative connotation specifically towards the gay community, blah, 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 something along that line, which I totally respect. That's how he feels. However, I personally think that the word sucks as a negative, while the etymology of it is not clear as to where it exactly came from, it is easy to assume that it did come from homophobia in the early 1900s to mid-1900s. The problem I have with that is that this word has been used for so long, it means more than just that. Mm-hmm. And I think the common vernacular of it, we don't assume it to be a homophobic slur.
No.
Much like when somebody calls me a geek, I don't think that they assume that I bite the heads off of a chicken in a circus performing act. Because that's what a geek used to do. Or a dork, which if you call me a dork, I think of a computer, like I'm a computer nerd.
Yeah.
But the original etymology for dork was like a dildo, an insertable penis-shaped object for a woman. So I'm going to call sucks as similar to geek and dork in that it has now taken on its own new word. It's taken on its own whole new meaning.
Yeah.
And that it no longer means exactly that. It's not a homophobic slur at all.
There's been an evolution in the meaning of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that, as a side note, along with this, that political correctness is not nearly as important as emotional correctness. Mm-hmm. So changing a word without changing the meaning or emphasis behind it is nothing. It means nothing, does nothing. So political correctness kills me. I think we should be more emotionally correct, and that when we say things, we should look at how people are using the words, not necessarily what the word actually means, but the connotation, the denotation.
The intent behind it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So while I respect the fact that he doesn't like that I use sucks, or to say something sucks, I'm not going to change that. I've been wrong before, and I may be wrong about this, and I'll be wrong in the future, but I'm not going to change it. Anything you'd like to add on that, on my little soapbox rant?
No.
No? Yeah. Excellent. So, February 8th. Oh, we need to check the calendar.
What is this for?
This is for Rule 34 Club.
February 7th.
There you go. February 7th. We will be at Rule 34 Club performing in Sydenham, Merrickville, mm-hmm. Wherever the hell it is, here in Sydney. It's going to be awesome. We're going to do something cool. So come check that out. If you want to get in contact with us before then, feel free to email us. We are theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can also Facebook us, facebook.com, the By the By Podcast on there. On Twitter, we're at By the By Podcast. Also on Instagram, at By the By Podcast. And the website, which should be changing here in the near-ish future, hopefully this month I'm going to do some edits to it, but it is www.bytheby.com.au.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, and we'll catch you all next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.